I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Brad Slagle from the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans. We talked about our Christmas is for Veterans holiday drive and some of the items that are on the wish list for the veterans at the Jacob Eddy Home. Here's more of the conversation with Brad Slagle from the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans.
We have a list out there that has quite a few items, but items like flannel shirts, sweatsuits, things like scratch-off lottery cards are very popular. That's a fun item to get. Some puzzle books and things like that. Large print is good. So lots of different items you can pick from.
And this all goes to an event that we're going to be doing on Tuesday the 22nd in the early afternoon. And we've done this for several years. We get all the items together from everybody that's listening out there. And we have a Christmas celebration, a Christmas party. And that's always a big hit.
It is. It's a fun time where we lay out all the presents and all the veterans come down and get to pick out their gift. They really enjoy doing that. We make a party out of it. It's a fun time. It's a great time to interact with the guys who live there. So That's a big part of it. And they like to see you too.
Yep. We are always happy to be there at it and get a chance to kind of take part in this. But really, we just act as the catalysts for this. The public really steps up with it. And so far, we've gotten a great response. But what are some of the other items that you'd like to see that be dropped off for the vets?
Well, There's quite a few good items out there that they like, sweatpants type things, blankets, anything like that, hats even. When we go out in the summertime, it's hard to think about summertime right now, but that's we always make sure you got a hat on. So a ball cap is nice too.
Sure, and you know if it's got maybe a Northern logo or a football, you know, Green Bay or something on it, they won't turn that down either.
No, we do. You know, we have a lot of friendly rivalries between the Packers and Lions fans there, and I know the guys like to wear their representative clothes, and We do go to the Northern sporting events. And so anything with a Northern logo, it would be very popular as well.
One of the things that's really heartwarming for us is when we get together and do the Christmas party and distribute all of these gifts to the veterans, they really seem to enjoy it. But also in line with what you're talking about there, sometimes even those lads are engaged in some negotiations where he's like, I've got this hat and I've got this, but you've got that. What about, you know, that kind of thing? And that's always fun. That's good.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to see him do that. And some years I'm really surprised. I'm there and I watch what the guys like to pick out. And what's amazingly popular to me sometimes is a nice bag of clean underwear. That's on the list too. Feel free to get those types of items also.
We do have the list at our website at sunny.fm. You can click on the upper right-hand corner of the front page. It says Christmas is for Veterans. You can also find it on our sister station website with WFXD.com. We're working together to make this happen. But also Super One Foods in Negaunee and Marquette, they have the locations for drop-offs. The drop-offs can also be done at our studios here at 3060 U.S. 41 West in Marquette Township. And we also thank the folks at Bayside Beverage, Great Lakes Wine and Spirits, helping out with this. But, you know, really, Brad, this is an opportunity to say thank you. And at this time of year, a lot of times our veterans may not have family or they're not close by, and it's important to remember them.
That's right. We have quite a few veterans who either don't have family or no family nearby, and so the family for them at Christmas time is the staff at the home and our volunteers and the folks in the community who come in and make it a nice Christmas for them.
You know, that does touch on something, Brad, that people can stop in and not just during Christmas time, but volunteer some time. Maybe if they want to just hang out with the vets, talk to them, read to them maybe, or perform some music, whatever it may be, you're always happy to have folks volunteer.
Absolutely. We have a strong core of volunteers who come in on, you know, week in and week out, but we're always adding more volunteers that want to do different things, and we can always use more help. That one-on-one time is very nice. If you want to help with events, we can do that. We always need more help at our bingo events or when we go out of the building. So there's lots of opportunity there, so we'd love to have more volunteers at the home.
How can they get involved if they want to?
They just need to contact our volunteer coordinator at the home. They can call us at 226 3576 and ask to talk to someone about volunteering.
Brad Slagle has joined us this morning. We're talking about Christmas is for Veterans. If you want to see the entire list of things that they're looking for, you can go to sunny.fm or wfxd.com. Click on the Christmas is for Veterans link. The entire list is there. Everything from hats and shirts and t-shirts and sweatshirts to word games to desk lamps and fans and things along those lines. A great way to remember our veterans. And before we cut you loose here this morning, Brad, just it's a good opportunity to say thank you to the veterans, but it means so much.
It does. It means a lot to them to know that people that they don't even know that are out in the community care about them and think about them. We took the guys in the 4th of July parade a few years ago, and that was the biggest thing that I remember about it is the veterans were so amazed and appreciative of community support.
And this is a great way to show it. Again, if people want to find out more about the home, what's a good way to get a hold of you?
Again, any questions, want to volunteer or find out any, need help with anything, call us at 226-3576.
That's the comments of Brad Slagle with the Jacobetti Home for Veterans. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.